Okay. Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, June the 21st, 2006. Troops invade Nablus and Beit Imo refugee camp, killing one and injuring two. Three children dead and 10 wounded in Israeli airstrike in crowded refugee camp Tuesday. Al-Quds Brigades launches projectiles at Sderot and Nahal Oz Tuesday evening. Rafah crossing closed after European observers failed to come to work. Israeli army breaks into two Hebron charitable societies, confiscates and destroys some of their contents. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli troops killed a Palestinian resistance fighter early Wednesday morning in a gunfight in Ein Beit Ilma refugee camp that injured two others. Daoud Khatoumi, 25, a member of Al-Aqsa Brigades, an armed wing of the Fatah movement, was shot in the head after soldiers came under fire while searching homes in the camp. The army claims that Khatoumi was armed. One Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade operative was killed in Nablus this morning during an exchange of fire with an army unit operating in the Ein Beit Ilma refugee camp near the city. Another two members of Al-Aqsa were injured. Israeli aircraft fired a missile at a car in the crowded Jebalia. Israeli aircraft fired a missile at a car in the crowded Jebalia refugee camp in northern Gaza Tuesday afternoon, killing a 5-year-old boy and his 7-year-old sister. Another 16-year-old girl travelling in the vehicle died later in hospital. 10 more people were wounded, including 7 children. Israel confirmed the strike, claiming the car was carrying armed men from the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, affiliated with the Fatah movement. Witnesses said the men jumped out of the car before the explosion. The children killed were listed by Man News Agency as Mohammed Jamal Roka, 5, Nida Roka, 7, and Bilal Jassim Al-Hassi, 16. Al Jazeera reported the injured children ranged in age from 2 to 12 years old, and 3 were considered in a serious condition. Hundreds of protesters surrounded the charred vehicle in a narrow street. The Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades has already vowed retaliation. The Al-Quds Brigades, a military wing affiliated to the Islamic Jihad movement, fired 3 homemade projectiles into the Israeli towns of Sderot and Nahal Oz Tuesday evening. The brigade said in a statement that the launch was in retaliation for the Israeli airstrike in Jebalia refugee camp that left 3 children dead and 10 more wounded. The brigade said they will continue launching projectiles to resist the Israeli occupation. European monitors required to observe Rafah border crossings between Egypt and the Gaza Strip did not show up for work, forcing the crossing to be closed indefinitely. Palestinian sources told the Man News Agency that a representative for the monitors came to the crossing and informed Palestinian workers that they are withdrawing without saying if they will return to work. Saeb Erhat, the head Palestinian negotiator, said the monitors sent him a letter saying they could not continue their job as long as large sums of money continued to be transported through the crossing. Last week, Palestinian Foreign Minister Mahmoud Zaha crossed from Egypt into the Gaza Strip with US $20 million in cash from Asian countries he visited to receive financial support. The Palestinian Information Minister, Youssef Ruska, also crossed into Gaza with a reported sum of US $4 million. The Israeli army intensified its presence Wednesday morning in the northern West Bank city of Chibas and surrounding villages and towns. Local sources reported that soldiers installed a number of portable military checkpoints on the roads that connect the city with its outlying areas. The sources added that the army installed checkpoints near the towns of Ahba and Tamun in Wadi Alfa area and in Mazar Kishta area. The army has repeatedly invaded the city of Chibas and its villages. The Israeli army raided 2 charitable societies in the West Bank city of Hebron Wednesday at dawn, damaged their contents and confiscated documents and appliances. Local sources in El Hassan Charitable Society, located in the Bi'ah-Majar neighbourhood northwest of the city, reported that dozens of Israeli armoured vehicles broke into the building on Wednesday at dawn, conducted searches that destroyed cupboards and beds of residents and the people with special needs residing in the building. The army also confiscated 4 computers. Dr. Asim Al-Tamimi, head of the society, denounced the attack and said that the society is taking care of a total of 120 elderly residents and handicapped children. Al-Tamimi called for the human rights organisations to intervene to protect the handicapped children and elderly residents. This is the 4th time the Israeli army invaded the society, despite the fact that it is a humane society and does not have any political motives. Meanwhile, the Israeli army broke into the building of the Islamic Charitable Society, located in Al-Hahuz Al-Awl neighbourhood in Hebron, and damaged the inside doors of the building, confiscated 5 of its computers in addition to documents and files. This society was invaded and closed by military orders more than once during the Intifada. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, and that's just some of the news. Really. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Penny Quinton and Seth Porcello.